PFT Media.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
Housewives aren't the real stars. House husbands are.
I can't fix stupid, but I can give it a court date.
My internet may be in the clouds, but my head isn't.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Leon.
You know, I don't always have to ask permission to do things.
No, I just thought usually people have a reason when they do things, and because I want to is a sufficient reason.
Wow.
But it is, in fact, a reason.
You are so sassy to me.
Yeah, I know.
Why is that?
Because I feel comfortable.
Fair enough. Well, welcome to the Real Housewives Reality Podcast. This is Leon. I know what love is.
And I'm Caitlin.
My beautiful
Apparently,
niece.
Apparently, I'm extra sassy today.
Today?
Okay, well, I was trying.
Yeah. So a big sister had to leave, so she won't be a part of... Ooh, hang on. I got to change some levels here. That's loud. I'd be yelling at people. We don't need all of that, do we? There we go. That's going to be a little better, so it's not as loud. But big sister had to step out. She's got some things she's got to go take care of. And then, once again, Scarlett is recovering. There might be a time where I give her a call during the show or not. I haven't decided. Maybe, maybe not. This was Jersey. Oh, this is what we're talking about today.
Where is this happening? Across the river in Jersey. Everything is legal in New Jersey. All right.
That's
I do.
My favorite.
Yeah, and you know what? That was good for you. Actually, came up with that one, and so did Scarlett. It was nice. It does seem like just about everything is legal in Jersey, except for what Teresa went to jail for. That wasn't legal.
So, yeah, pretty much. Well, that was a federal crime. So.
Yeah. One of the so it could have been legal in Jersey, just wasn't in New York across the river.
Yeah.
One of the first things I remember hearing on the show was Frank, come get your girl. Dolores, Rage Patterson Dolores is a badass. And I think she would have straight up broken Jackie like a twig.
Oh, 100%.
There would have been no ifs, ands, or buts. She would have snapped that woman in half.
Yeah, she was ready to go.
And why is Jackie seeming to call everybody out? It's not your place, Jackie. You can't question somebody else's friendship because you think it should be something different. You're just trying to weasel your way in with Jennifer.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And like, come on, Jackie, man. Every time you like, you get a leg up, you just, you ruin it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like, why are we coming for Dolores? Like, that is your first mistake.
You have all the ladies you're going after. Dolores is not a good idea.
But I did love Dolores. Like, I love Dolores.
I
loved
too.
When in that, like, interaction, she starts yelling at Jen and is like, you tell me if you have an issue. If you feel like you need more support from me, you tell me. You don't let Jackie tell you that's what you need and you tell Jackie. That's not getting us anywhere.
Right. I will say, out of all the Housewives shows that I've watched, I really do believe that with editing, I think the Dolores that we see on this show is the Dolores of real life. So many shows, and I think Heather is the other one that is like that. I don't see, editing is different. You know, of course, you have your Lisa Barlow's that could be different, your Jackie's that could be different because of editing, your Jennifer's that they make her look like a villain, all that can be editing, but I really do believe we get the real Dolores 24/7, and no matter how they edit it, even if they try to make her look like she's aggressive and going to be Patterson Dolores, that is who she is. If you piss her off, she's coming. She's going to get you.
Yeah.
I feel absolutely terrible for Jennifer because she is 100% brainwashed to believe that her husband cheating on her was her fault. And I'm going to tell you this, Jennifer, I may not like you as the person you are, but that is a bullshit way to think.
Yeah, I agree.
And
you've made your bed, you got to lie in it, as far as I don't feel bad for you for what's going on with your friends.
No.
But that's, and also like, good job to Marge for like being like, whoa, we're fighting right now, but hold on a second. That's unreal. That is complete brainwashing. And because it is, it's the only people whose fault it is when cheating happened is the cheater.
Yeah, both of them. The two people that know. You can't blame the woman for being a homewrecker. You blame her and you blame the husband. You blame both of them or vice versa. Whoever's married, not married, whoever cheats, you blame them both. And at one point in time, Marge and Joe, they broke up the marriages they had. They were blamed for that. Doesn't mean that they fell in love and they actually love each other and they go forward with it. Good for them. But you cheated. Tiki Barber cheated on his wife with his current wife. The two of them broke up that marriage and he left his pregnant wife. So, you know, it is what I'm going to bring that up as much as possible because I am not a fan of Tiki Barber off the field. I think that's a terrible thing. And even with Frank, I kind of like Big Frank, but I do lose a little respect. And even now for Bill, when you cheat on your pregnant wife, I mean, come on, guys, that is not acceptable. That is not okay. There is nothing in this world that makes that right. Nothing. And any man that tries to tell me differently, you're a piece of shit. You can change, you can grow, you can become a better person, but you're still a piece of shit. And it is terrible that Jennifer's culture and her family and everyone else is blaming her for her husband cheating when she was pregnant with their fourth child. Right. I was infuriated with that. And then what I love about these scenes is they're talking about serious stuff, all these ladies, and they're trying to iron stuff out. And you look over and Big Frank's fucking taking a keg stand to the face.
Hell yes.
These guys, the reason.
It's Jersey.
And they realize our wives are going to be our wives. They're going to do. And that is another thing that it seems to be very real. And you can't. The guys on Salt Lake seem like they like each other and they would love to get to know each other. But I think they don't have that chemistry that Jersey does because these guys have known each other for decades. They've known each other long before these shows were around, long before they were featured on these shows. They were friends. And then these shows get them in situations where they can do fun shit together and become even closer. So
what I think makes Jersey the best of the housewives.
Yeah.
Because it's nice when you add a new cast member, like, you know, when they added in Marge and they added in Jackie, they've all like, because the rest of them knew each other for so long, it was easy to add one more person in.
Right.
They've added Tracy, who's been friends with some of them for a long time. And so it makes the group gel so much better than like, you know, seven strangers in a room. All right, let's go to, you know, a girls trip.
Right. Yeah. And it's like these ladies, they're like, we're all going to go to the Shore House for the weekend. Well, the Shore Houses. You know, it's like, great, you know, but they're just, they really seem like a circle of friends that I feel like they can fight and yell and hate each other 1 month, air it all out, and they let that shit go. And they're like, you know what? We've talked about it. We're moving. We're trying to change and help each other.
Except for Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. Speaking of, Teresa and Bit had a big sister moment when she was trying to talk to Jennifer on FaceTime and it was choppy and breaking up. My note is Teresa's having issues with the internet cloud. Big sister can relate. So
that was funny. Just a little bit more on the Jen and Jackie argument happening with like Marge and stuff. I thought it was interesting that Jen was like, hey, that's fair to Marge. I thought I was shocked by that, but then cut to her confessional. And Jen is like, it just made me think about if the other woman was running around saying stuff like that. And I was like, well, all right, I can see how that is maybe triggering, but at the same time, you need to have like a little bit more intelligence and understand this is totally different. Marge isn't running around saying, I slept with a married man and now I'm still married to my husband, or he's still married to his wife. She's saying, I had an affair, I fell in love, and now we're married.
Right.
So it's just, it's so different.
Yeah, it is. And I think Jennifer is the type of person that strives so hard to be friends with people, but all she does is push them away and then doesn't understand why she pushes them away. And then gets upset because nobody wants to be friends with her because she doesn't realize that she's just pushing them away. Does that make sense? I know that's a deep dive there.
Maybe. But I don't know how in anybody's fucking mind they can think, oh, let me dig up dirt on somebody's marriage and talk shit about them and they still want to be my friend. I don't get that.
I don't either. You're right. You're right. I tried to justify it. It doesn't work. She's just, I think she thinks she's a star and
yeah,
these ladies can't live without her. But wake up call, girl, you could go tomorrow and no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah. Like she thinks she is fucking the second coming of Christ is how she acts. Yeah. Like she's the one who campaigned to get herself on the show. Okay. You got on. But now the whole time you've been on, you've been acting like, I feel like she acts like a fan put in this situation instead of like a peer put in this situation. Like she actually said, and I don't know if it's just like a common phrase up there, but I've never heard it other than from Dorinda. She said, we need to make it nice. No motherfucker. You know who can say they want to make it nice? Dorinda. That's it.
Fair enough. And then we shoot to that after the party ends. They talk about going to the shore house. That's the plans. That's coming later. Jackie, once again, I may not like you. I may think you're blind to the fact that your husband probably cheated on you. But congratulations, girl. You are doing it. Go to the doctor. Go to the rehab. Get the help. We are proud of you at this podcast. We want you to be successful. We will support you in that all the way. I don't care if you were the worst person on the planet. If you're emotionally and physically having issues, get it taken care of because you are a beautiful girl. And you could manage to put a little meat on them bones and you'd be just as beautiful. I promise.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that with us and with the world, because I know you're going to help a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I hope, most importantly, I hope you help yourself,
yeah,
but you're going to help a lot of people regardless.
And once again, this gives me the opportunity, and I know we do this a lot and some of you might get mad, but it's betterhelp.com/RHOR. If you are struggling with any kind of issues and you need to talk to somebody, go there. Get the help. You get 10% off your first month with us. But like I said before, use my code. Don't use our code. Whatever. Just if you need help, just make that call and reach out. We're behind you. We are for this recovery and for this moment, Jackie. We are Team Jackie. We want you to recover. We want you to be better. The other stuff we're going to talk about. You meddling in friendships and trying to call Dolores out. You big dummy. Don't do that.
Yeah. We support you. However, outside of your recovery, you seem to have a fundamental misunderstanding of Dolores. Fundamental misunderstanding. She's like, I don't see, why are you saying to get over it? Because that is 100% the New York Italian way. You just get over it. You don't cry. You just move on. You have a fight. You move on. You disagree. You move on. You get your heart broke. You move on. And Jackie, you know, like, wants to revel in it.
Well, and, you know, I wouldn't even say that's the Italian New York thing. That's most life. You know, you have a fight with somebody, you air it out, you hear the grievances, you do what you can do to not do that again, but you're done with it. You don't live in it. You don't keep doing it. You don't go back to it, because all it does is makes it worse.
You know who would get along really well? Jackie and Meredith.
I think so, because they just hold on to everything so much.
Yeah.
So,
but talking about Dolores, the family meeting.
Oh, I got some notes on this.
Please, can you just play Boats and Hoes, please?
Yeah, right, Boats and Hoes. I should have had it queued up and ready to go.
Come on, man, sleeping on the job.
I'm going to do some weird stuff here. So, Frank, I want to defend you on some of what you're saying, but you went too far. Okay, you go too far.
Oh my God.
You are
much too far.
You are 100% right that if you're going to live with your adult children and they're going to bring their boyfriends and girlfriends to the house, you could have left it there. You should be able to bring your girlfriend to the house. We all know what bringing your girlfriend or boyfriend to the house means. Okay, you didn't have to go and say what, like, you don't have sex with your boyfriend in the house when mom and dad are home. So I'm like, okay, a little too far, but I agree with you. You kids as adults, this is definitely being set up for the show, them living together. I don't think this is a storyline anywhere else other than that. You guys are adult children. You can't tell him that you can live one way and he has to live another way. That was like you as a teenager. That's what you felt like. And that's, I agree with him.
I mean, I get her point to a certain extent. Once she got into the specifics and, in the specifics, I would agree with her, but if everybody's being respectful,
right.
But it sounds like there's not a whole lot of consideration coming from Big Frank as far as the noise level.
Right, right. That's another thing too.
And breaking furniture. Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, why did you have to show that? We get
you
to
can't
that.
Do that in a house with your kids. You
and,
just
and stop telling your ex-wife that's what you did. That's gross.
Yeah.
But and then,
hey, we love you. Just come on, man.
And then when
I'm in place.
And then when Dolores started to sugarcoat what was happening with her and David, a lot of respect for Frank when he looked at her and says, they're adults. Just tell them what's going on. You're not protecting them. You're not doing that. Just tell them. Once again, and like I said, I don't necessarily agree with the delivery of Frank at this dinner on a lot of things, but I agree with what he was saying. What he was trying to say, had he not been so vulgar with his 25-year-old daughter.
That was gross.
Yeah, it was weird. I still think it's such a weird relationship. But
hey, whatever works.
Right.
That didn't seem to work, though.
No. And then one more thing with this, and I'm going to give Frank a little bit more respect to him again. What he said to Dolores, I think, was one of the most respectful things an ex-husband or friend of could have ever said to another person. When he looked at her and said, obviously, my loyalties are with you. The kids' loyalties are with you. But we have a relationship with David. Would it be disrespectful to you if we pursued a relationship with David? You know,
yeah, that was awesome.
That was. I think it was a great thing for him. He didn't have to be that nice about it. And that was probably the cleanest, nicest thing he said at that entire dinner.
Yeah. Except for maybe his food order.
But like I said, so Big Frank, I know you listen. I know you love the show. Heather Gay, I'm telling you, that is Heather Gay from Salt Lake. I really feel like the two of you could have some fun.
At least do us the decency of sharing a meal, please.
Yes, and I will tell you, she's thirsty. So, I mean, I'm just saying, Big Frank, make it happen.
Yeah, do it for us. Come on, you guys would be a great couple.
Yeah, and one last note I have about Frank. Frank, way too much. Stop talking about sex with your ex-wife, the human specimen, the beautiful Dolores. Stop it. We don't want to hear it. She doesn't want to hear it. Stop doing it. Stop, bro. Please.
We understand what's happening in your personal life, but we love Dolores. Speaking of Dolores, man, she threw Jackie right the fuck under the bus with Jen and them. I was like,
no hesitation. And then, you know, I once again, we talk a lot about Big Frank. It's like the Big Frank show here.
Here we go.
We talk about how over the 20 years, obviously he made mistakes. He's admitted to them and he's become a friend. I can appreciate how he knows by looking at Dolores, talking to Dolores, that something's not right. You're on edge. Stay away from the booze.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
and,
a good...
you know, she's the most upset because Jackie started throwing accusations and questioning her loyalty. And yeah. That's not a woman you want to question your loyalty.
No. It makes me think of, like, the trailer for the season where the two of them are, like, on some, like, tightrope thing or whatever, and Jackie's over there like, oh, I wouldn't want to make Marge my enemy. And Dolores is like, oh, no. And that's how I feel about Dolores, though. Like, of all the women on the show, of the women I would not want to make my enemy, it's Dolores.
Right. Because
the rest of them are, like, lightweights compared to Dolores.
Because I don't know if she's necessarily going to fuck you up like you think, but I think it's the psychological that she might. You know,
yeah, it's like she could not only, you know, beat the shit out of you verbally, but physically, too.
Yeah.
And she'll do it.
Yeah. And then, but you won't know she's going to do it. So, like, she'll be in your face verbally yelling at you, and then you'll think it's over, and then she jumps out from behind the bar and beats you to death. You know, that's how I see it happening. And then then I do love the fact that Frank and Dolores go to their house that they share, the shore house, and they bring the dogs. And, you know, Frank loves the dogs more than he loves Dolores. He's like, come on, guys, come in here with me. He says that later.
That's how that goes.
It happens. It's cute. So before we get to the Shore House with the Gorgas and then the lunch, let's go ahead and take a break because that's about halfway through the episode, right? Do you have anything else to add for like the first half?
Nope. Next is just the shore.
Yeah, that is definitely a strong Frank first half, but the show was that way. It featured him a lot. And I think that's another thing I like about Jersey that they finally got me watching it is that it's not just really about the housewives. It's kind of, it really is about the house, the husbands too. They are just as important to the franchise and the series as the wives. So I think
yeah,
it's,
makes it fun.
It's a little more refreshing. Right. Right. Cause you just don't see the same old stuff. You can do that. So let's take a break. We'll play the clip of the week. Let's play some commercial, pay some bills, and we'll be right back. See, Scarlett, I didn't give away the magic there. I didn't tell them that the clip of the week is when it talks about Marge taking a duty and all. I didn't do that, Scarlett. So don't be mad at me. Oh, I should edit that out, huh?
No.
Nah, I'm not going to do it. We'll be right back.
Clip! You fools.
Want espresso?
Margaret's making iced coffee.
All right.
I got a shower, do my makeup, make a duty, and have an iced coffee.
Oh my gosh, she did not.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Caitlin, so you're eligible to get your prescription?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your copay is like 10, 15, 20 bucks?
I don't even know if I have. I don't know. It's some small amount of money.
Oh my gosh, do you ever adult?
I mean, I just go and I pay them what they ask me for.
Okay, so you need to go to Zinnia.
It's Zenny, Leon.
What?
Not Zinnia. Zenny.
That's what
for
I
the
said.
Love of fucking Christ. Every time. It's Zenny.
Uh-huh. I don't understand the problem. Anyways.
Wait, that was Zinnia?
No. Yeah. Thank you, Caitlin. So, no, I'm going to tell you this, though. In all honesty, it's Zinni Optical, and you go to our website under sponsors, click the link,
yeah.
And you can save 10% if you're a first responder, teacher, and that. But they have most glasses under $7.
Under $7.
With my prescription and Scarlett's prescription, which they're real thick lenses.
Yeah, I'm blind.
We bought four pair of glasses and two pair of sunglasses for $195.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So, no,
about
I'm sorry.
To buy some more.
I'm sorry, $295.
We're about to buy some more.
Yeah. For mine.
Even still, these alone were $400.
Oh, they've got designers. You can start anywhere from like $7. You can go as high as you want, girl.
Yeah.
So just, if you're going to do it, just go to our website, click the link, get 10% off, and get fantastic glasses from Zinni Optical.
Yep.
Looks like that's what I'll be doing.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough. And there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Welcome back. Was I right?
No.
Aw.
No, but what you said something was a professional situation?
Yeah, this whole shenanigan.
What shenanigan?
You're messing with me.
I am. We're back. And you were right. So I was recording. I got you a little bit there, I thought. And then I didn't. And then I did. You know, that's how I work. So we are at the Shore House, the Gorgas house.
Oh, I love it. Missy G's.
Yeah, I'm in love, A, with her in that yellow bikini. And
right?
B, yeah. The vodka in the water cooler chilling it.
My favorite part of this episode is They get to the house and Melissa's like, Joe, I don't need you to try to get everybody drunk. I don't want them puking in the bathroom. And then she proceeds to put vodka in the water cooler.
That's correct.
That is like the epitome of like, they are perfect for each other.
Yes. And I definitely feel like after the drama of last season with them, it definitely appears either A, they've actually addressed it and gone over it, or B, they just don't talk about it on camera anymore.
I think it had a lot to do with the pandemic. That really, a lot of people's relationships took different stressors.
Well, I do believe that Joe is also egotistical. Yes. And I think that, you know, he's been part of the show for a while, even before Melissa was, because being, you know, Joe went with Giudice and all of that stuff. So he had a little bit of notoriety. But when his wife comes in there and she's been getting it and she's making gains and her business is growing and her popularity is starting to grow, I think he started to have issues with it.
Well, and it was just probably the first time that he was like not super busy because everything shut down, but Bravo kept going. Bravo was like, oh, I see the pandemic and I raise you Zoom.
Right.
So I was going to talk about how, so while Marge and Jackie are on the way, so they haven't actually been tricked yet by the vodka cooler. They're talking about like being worried about Louie and his past or whatever. And like, to a certain extent, I understand looking out for your friend. But guys, let's look at it from Louie's perspective. He's dating a woman who's been to prison.
Yeah. Like, so
do we forget that? Like, she's not got the, like, and I think that's why Teresa's so like, whatever, his past is his past, because her and her husband went to prison for fraud.
Well, but she's talked about it with the ladies and they've addressed it and they've done that. I think they just want some answers. Why did you do it? What's going on with that? Nothing. But when somebody asks you a question about something and your answer is no comment, Do you think that stops people from wanting to know, or does that make them want to know more? Because now they feel like you're hiding something.
Right.
If he just addresses it and just talks about his weird naked jaunt with other men and gets it over with, it's done. Well, we won't talk about it. We don't address it. We won't do any of that. But he's refusing to do it.
Yeah, so that makes it.
It makes it seem fucking weird.
It's like what Joe Bonino was saying, smoke, there's fire.
You have to be. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but the more you deny, the more people are going to come after you. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Makes you look sketchy.
So then at the house, too, Tiki's wife shows up and she says he's at work and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, because it's not cheap to steal a man away from his pregnant wife and unborn twins. Of course, Tiki's got to work.
Jesus.
Well, she did.
She says I'm expensive.
She did say she's expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny. I like that. I love that. Like, yeah. That typical housewife shit.
Yeah. Yeah. She is. Oh, she's working that angle. She's going to get, she's going to get a full-time gig next year. They're going to I think they're going to replace her with Jennifer. They're going to replace Jennifer with her.
Oh, that would be the dream. I hate Jennifer.
It's not happening though. But all the guys, what I love about this, none of them asked about the wife. Every one of them are like, oh my God, is Tiki going to be there? Is Tiki coming? Yeah. When's Tiki going to be there? I get it. I get it. Tiki as an NFL player, love it. Love him.
Well, it's either that or he's more fun than we realize, because so far they've just shown him pretty like straight-laced.
He is.
So it's either because he was the New York Giant or because they all have like a really good time with him.
They are able to say they are friends with an NFL, a former NFL player. And not just like the guy that was undrafted free agent that was on the practice squad for 3 years and then never played again. He is an NFL superstar.
That's fair.
Not quite a Hall of Famer. I think a Giants Hall of Famer by far. Without a doubt, a Giant. He's a Giants, deserves to be in their Ring of Honor and Hall of Famer. Giving him a gold jacket. I think his brother deserves one first. I think Rondé definitely was more Hall of Fame career on a team. Anyways, we could go into days of talking about football.
I know, yeah, the two of us. I love how tanked Melissa is. Like, drunk Melissa is my favorite of the Melissas.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I went too far. I have one line I have to give talking about Marge wanting to know more about Louie and all this stuff.
Oh, yes.
Scarlett, and I quote Scarlett, "Marge, I'm a fan, but if they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to talk about it. Let it go. Stop beating a dead whore." Scarlett. That was her quote. She said, telling Marge to stop beating that dead whore. Leave it alone. Who cares? But by Marge beating that dead whore, it does make me want to know more about Louie's naked adventures. I'm just saying, I kind of want to know more.
I know. Jumping all the fuck the way to the end, it's clearly something that, like, Teresa's upset. Like she just leaves. Next week's going to be good, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think from what I saw at the very end there with the producer, she's like, "We're not doing anything. We're not putting anything. Why are you talking about? Why are you putting it out there?" No, no, no. The producer's like, "Teresa, it's already out there. We didn't do that."
Right.
But now people want to know. So Teresa just needs to have him address it and fucking be done with it. It'll go away.
Yeah, they just need to go to dinner one night, the two of them, and talk about it. And then it'll Leave be on it camera. Be. Everybody will be good.
Yep. So I was thinking at first, Jennifer, I don't necessarily like Jennifer at all. But I will say what I like about her is when they talk about going to the shore, she always has her kids. She does things with her kids. So she made sure that even though everybody else was going to be single and not take kids and do all of that, she rented a separate house so that her kids can enjoy going to the shore. I respect
she's
that.
She's a good mom.
I 100%. I will never say I agree with you 100%.
She's a good mom, just a shitty friend.
Yeah, shitty human being, great mom. And then, you know, her kids are going to grow up and have some resentment, but that's something they can all deal with later.
Yup. The interest, oh my gosh, her and Teresa sitting out there talking, I feel like Jen is wading into like some dangerous waters and has no idea, talking to Teresa about Dolores and getting Teresa to say that like Dolores wasn't being loyal.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like a Teresa setup possibly, but I would have never pictured Teresa staying with Jennifer. Is that something that would have happened before, or do you?
No, I thought it was weird. Like they've stayed together before, but when it was like everybody was staying together.
Right.
But like, I thought it was weird that she is staying with Jennifer while her kids are at the other house. Like it'd be different if it was just Louie's family. So she was like, "Yeah, I'll stay with a friend," but her kids are also at.
But I think it was Louie's family and kids, and her kids are family. So I think it's a whole. I think she did that to keep the cameras away from her family. So I think Teresa, out of all of them, does her best to guard certain things. And I think it's Louie. I think she's guarding Louie and his family. You know?
Yeah, but if you're going to, here's my take on the situation. If you're going to be on the show, you got to, as Rena would say, you got to mention it all. I know Scarlett's going to kill me for mentioning her, but you can't keep parts of your life a secret, especially when you've been on this show since its inception. We have been through all kinds of shit with your family. So now all of a sudden you're going to try to keep your family away from us or keep your new man away. If he didn't want and his family didn't want, you should have said, "Okay, this is it. I'm done."
Yeah. So who did you quote?
Oh, I quoted Rena.
You for bringing that up. First, you. You.
Yeah. Yeah. Scarlett is screaming at, she's going to scream at you and I a lot in this episode without a doubt. But yeah, I agree. You can't go, and if you're going to protect him from the show, and this is my theory with David and Dolores, I think Dolores was protecting David from the show. That's why you didn't see him much and everything else. But I think if you're going to protect Louis from the show, then you can't go to his house and film an episode with your family.
Right.
All of your family do that. Nothing. You can't talk about all the great stuff about him and do this. And then when shit comes out and people see it, they go, "What the fuck is with this guy running around naked in the woods, beating himself up with other dudes running around naked?" At that point in time, you got to be held accountable. He wants to be famous for the show, but only for good things. He doesn't want to have any dirt. Well, when you do it, you're going to have critics. You're going to have people that don't like you. You're going to have people that are going to say things about you. Be prepared. It's going to happen. I don't care who you are.
And I think Dolores, like, I know everybody has different opinions on the whole David situation, but I thought if there was ever like an excellent example of how to bring somebody in, but also protect them, I thought Dolores did a good job of that.
Right.
She brought him around. She didn't hide the bad. She didn't hide the good. She just brought him around. Not that much.
Right.
And I think that's like, and that's fair. You know, you bring him to the things that then when he's there, it's just, it's all in.
Right.
Teresa's trying to do like a quarter in, and you can't do that. It's all or nothing.
So just to give a breakdown for everybody, I'm going to call her out on it just now. So Caitlin is a hand talker, and I know y'all know what that means. And she was flailing around and totally hit her microphone and almost knocked it over and made the funniest face in the entire world. But y'all don't get to see it, but it's a visual joke for a non-visual podcast. But enjoy it. The thought
you
of
you
got
to see me in court when I do stuff like that.
Oh my God!
It horrifies my trial partners because like. I just have to be self-deprecating when I do stuff like that and be like, oh, sorry, jurors, my bad, guys. And then like everyone who's sitting in there for the state with me is just cringing. And I'm like, look, man,
it is what it is. I'm real.
I got to be who I am. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a fake person.
I am the real of the realist. So they made a joke about Teresa being a straight up fist bumper. I can totally see a young Teresa fucking with 17 gallons of Aquanet in the biggest of hair straight up in the late 80s, early 80s, late 80s, 90s, walking the Jersey Shore, fist bumping it. I can see 100%.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. Her and Joe really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Melissa.
I don't know if I see Melissa being as bad as them. Maybe a little bit. But
I can just see it. Like,
yeah, I can see Teresa doing it. I can see her with the 80s big hair. Oh, I mean, and the bangs.
Well, she still has big hair sometimes.
Yeah, those bangs. Yeah. And then when Jennifer and Dolores and Teresa were sitting there talking, and Jennifer looks at Dolores and goes, nobody knows what it's like to have a husband who cheats in this group. And I was like, Jennifer, how? Dolores is famously known with Big Frank for divorcing him while she was pregnant with their second child because he cheated. So you can't look at her and go, she don't know what it's like.
She's so fucking self-absorbed. I missed that. Oh my God.
And then they were talking about how Melissa was getting drunk and getting huggy and touchy-feely. And who said... And Marge said it. She almost straight up finger banged me one time because she was so touchy feely when she was drunk.
I love it.
I was like, these people, you know, they can be mad at each other, but if you get them just a little drunk, they're fun to be around.
Yeah.
Too drunk, and they're ready to go to blows and fight.
Right. And then it's the Jersey Shore.
Yes. Yes, it is. That was one of Scarlett's favorite TV shows. She will come up with this lie that she never watched an episode. Scarlett never missed an episode. Let's get that right. Scarlett waited and DVR'd every episode and could not wait to watch it.
Oh my goodness. It's they're a good time, these people.
I love when they get together too and the guys find the first opportunity to ball out. They're like, I'm out. See you later. They get away.
We're going to go sit at this table over here.
Yep. They don't even hesitate. There's no wit. There's not. There's like, see you later. I'm out of here.
So whenever at some point they kind of like separate into different groups.
Yeah.
And Dolores is just like stirring this. Like Dolores is pissed at Jackie.
Yes.
And she's just like stirring the pot. And she makes, I don't know. I didn't think what Jackie said was that bad. But I don't know. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. When you hear the whole thing in context, I don't think it, like, I can see how it would be vulgar, but she's just saying, I feel bad for her, but he shouldn't have done this. I don't know. It didn't seem as bad as like Dolores is making it out to be.
Let's do this. We're going to call Scarlett because she has a theory of what's going on with Dolores.
Ooh, I like theories.
So, you know what? And it's not a bad one, but I don't think it's right for me to share it.
Hello.
Hey, Scarlett.
Hi.
So We are at the part of the show where...
Wait. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much, Caitlin, for asking. I feel horrible, but I really appreciate your care. I really, really do. Thank you so much.
I'm happy to love you.
What's going on?
I gotta go. I barfed.
So we're at the point where, real quick, before we get to the next that point, I still love the fact that Melissa is curious about if Joji and Dolores had sex. It's gonna take a while for her to let that one go.
She stood over him in the bed at night.
Yeah,
she's and like, did you sleep with her?
Yeah,
it's nice to see they're equally as jealous, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think Melissa wants to sleep with Dolores too. So,
oh, for sure. I don't blame her.
Yeah. I don't need either one of you to say that to me
I'm
ever again.
Take her behind a middle school, get her pregnant.
So we're at the part where Dolores is stirring the pot, and you,
which is not like her, by the way.
Right. And
I know.
When we were watching that, you came up with a theory, and I was going to share it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get it across like you can. What is your theory as to why she's stirring the pot?
I can't remember what I told you. Was it about how her relationship with David wasn't real?
It was part of that. And then you said she was being a little, she's extra emotional and that she's projecting.
She's projecting. Yeah. I do believe that. Dolores is whatever's going on. Like, she claims that she's crying over David. She claims, I don't buy that for 1 second. I don't believe her and David ever had a serious relationship. I think it was just a plot. But I believe something is happening in her life, and they're using that as a storyline to hide what's really happening. But I do believe that she's stirring the pot because she's projecting all of her insecurity, all of her bullshit onto everybody else so that they can take the focus off of her.
See, look, Dolores is perfect.
I mean, I'm guessing I could have said it for you instead of calling you and going through all of this, but yeah, so that's...
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that not good enough?
No, that was perfect.
No, that was
I'm just
excellent.
Kidding. I'm
it
just
was,
kidding.
Very distilled. You know I love... To the point, I think you could be right to a certain extent. However, I don't agree that the relationship was fake, but there's probably something else that's going on and she's just projecting...
I say fake in regards of it being serious. Do I think it was they dated off and on, they fucked around when they needed somebody to, they're like, you know, that couple that if I'm going somewhere, I need a date. If he's available, he'll go. If he's not, I'll spend the weekend. We'll have sex, but I don't talk to him for 2 weeks. You know, that kind of thing. I don't think it was ever put a ring on it serious like they made it out to be.
Oh, I just don't want her to have lied to us.
Well, I'm not so sure it would come down to her lying to us. Like, I told Leon, I think the producers were like, listen, we don't have much going for you right now. So here's the deal. Let's play up this relationship because it really did bring the drama last season. The whole Joe calling her a broken woman, all of the guys like bonding over Dolores's feelings. I mean, I think it was very masterfully created. I'm just saying. And let's be honest.
Oh, I think you just shattered Caitlin.
I hate. I'm sorry, baby girl. It was not my intention, but
that's
sometimes
okay.
Wow, you just destroyed.
I love her though.
I know. Well,
we love Dolores.
That was just your take. I wanted to get that in there. Thank you,
okay,
Scarlett. Rest.
All right.
Love you, and I'll come take care of you in a little
okay.
bit. And stop. That's what she said yourself. It doesn't work.
I didn't. I said that's what she said to you. You said I just wanted you to get it in. And I said that's what she said.
I really thought you were that's what she said in yourself as well. I'm sorry to say.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Damn it. I can't. I'm not putting up with this.
Love you, Scarlett. Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Now that we're done disparaging Dolores.
And wrecking your life, it seems like. Making you rethink this whole part of your life you thought was perfect is now destroyed. Thanks a lot, Scarlett.
This is bullshit.
When you need to talk to somebody, Caitlin, it's betterhelp.com/RHOR.
Yeah, I know that. And maybe I need new glasses to see the world clearly from Zenny.
So now they're finished with this lunch.
Oh, wait,
sunbathing.
Before that,
So
there was a point where they were all together and I don't know if Teresa stepped away. Or what, but Teresa wasn't there at the moment where Melissa was talking or it was just, I don't know. But you can see Melissa and the girls talking, and then they like cut to Joe and the guys talking. And both Melissa and Joe are defending Louis. They're saying she is happy. That's what matters. But you know, and I think like that's awesome. Like, good for them. And like Melissa's trying to get the other girls in line. They're obviously not listening, and they are just steamrolling their way through their opinions.
Right.
And you know, Teresa's going to see that and be like, wow, why didn't you defend me? That's what Teresa's going to say when she sees this.
To Melissa and to Joe. She's going to reel them out. And
despite the fact that they were, in fact, defending her, they just weren't like telling them to stop talking. They're like, you can have your opinion. I think it's wrong.
Well, and I think that's what some people need to realize with this show when it comes to Teresa and Joe. It does not matter how ugly their fights get. They're going to still go to dinner and be friends together long after this show. It doesn't matter because they are brother and sister, and they're an Italian brother and sister. And we've had experience in seeing that and witnessing that. And I've had friends growing up, and they could fight, and I'd be like, oh my God, they're going to stab and kill each other. And it gets ugly. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, it's like nothing ever happened, you know? And so it's going to happen. I think that Teresa demands a lot of Joe and Melissa that she doesn't give in return.
So much. And I would be so, well, it makes me angry.
Yeah. But I think that Joe gets a bad rap sometimes because he's a man's man, stereotypical man's man, which this version so far this season seems a little bit different from last season and previous seasons because he was willing to engage and do that stuff with Louis, and even willing to engage in a conversation with his nieces. So it's possible he could be changing a little.
Or growing,
right? But Teresa demands things from people. She's the matriarch of that family now. Mm-hmm. So she is allowed to demand and say what she wants and get what she wants. And if you don't do what she says, well, then fuck you. You're wrong. So,
which is what is going to make it so interesting.
Yes.
That she demands undying loyalty. And then Dolores is going to see and or hear about it. My guess is Jen is going to continue on her tour of like ruining friendships and talking shit, and is going to tell Teresa, oh, well, Dolores or tell Dolores that Teresa agreed that wasn't very loyal of Dolores.
Right.
And then that is going to start World War II.
Yeah, three, when Dolores and Teresa, and that's what some of the previews show, Dolores and Teresa are going to go at it.
Oh,
and
that, yeah. That's when I didn't even see that.
Some of the previews, it looked like, maybe I might be misspoken, but you know.
I don't know. I try not to watch the previews too much because I want to be excited and surprised when it happens.
Right. Well, not the previews for next episode, like the coming this season after the first episode. So then they split up and they head to their houses to prepare for the barbecue. And Big Frank goes in the house, tells Dolores to go upstairs, take her rest, do all that stuff. He wants to rest, do that. And he's like, come on, dogs, come with me. I'm going to protect you. Come with me. He's protecting the dogs from some Patterson Dolores in there.
Yeah, and Dolores looked so angry, like, what the fuck? I want the dogs.
Yeah. It was cute. I do love their relationship and how it's become friendly, and it's taken like Big Sister said, it's taken a long time, but I love that they're able to do that. Sometimes, Frank, you're a little too friendly with your ex-wife Dolores, but you know, once again, stop doing that.
Be friendly with Heather Gay instead.
And then Marge's priorities, which is at the house.
That.
This excited me to no end. She's like, I need to shower, makeup, duty, and then iced coffee. So, I mean, if that's not the best idea in the world to do on a hot day, I don't really know what is.
I just don't understand why she didn't want to have the iced coffee first. To make it a more efficient duty.
Well,
but you know, to each their own.
Yeah. and then we get obviously where Teresa realizes she was mic'd, and she looks like she gets into it with the producer a little bit, and we'll see a little bit more of it next week.
I am excited.
For once, I think I'm fairly excited to see it myself.
Jersey convert.
Let's not get crazy.
Well, I'm already there.
But it'll be interesting. I think overall, this was not necessarily the most explosive episode of Jersey, but I think it's getting ready to be.
Yeah, it felt like lots of building to the explosion, and I'm ready.
Yeah, it's the explosion's either going to happen this next episode or it's soon. It's coming. The bombs are about to start dropping in Jersey. But I don't have anything else on the show. Like I said, I'm excited about seeing what Teresa's interactions are, and I absolutely love her pink Range Rover, by the way. Teresa's car.
Pink?
Yeah, it's like a pinkish color.
I didn't even notice. I'm not into cars. It just goes right over my head.
Fair enough. Where can they hear us?
They can listen to us on all of their favorite podcast streaming platforms.
Oh, your telephone voice is nice too.
Almost like it's my job.
Almost. They can email us at leonscarlettandshow@rhlpodcast.com. They can go to our website and see all of our shows there. Check our sponsors out. Patreon. I forgot to mention that the last episode. They can do it Patreon. I will tease for everybody. Survivor is coming out soon. Scarlett and I are going to start watching and doing Patreon episodes for Survivor. So you'll get some live takes as we're watching it. And we're going to do that for the Patreon. And I think we're going to look at there's a show on Peacock, I think it is. It came out with the celebrities' kids. You know what I'm talking about? It's where a bunch of celebrities send their kids, little rich kids, go to this farm out in like Montana from their lapse of luxury life. It's got like Shaq's son, I saw, and then a couple other celebrities.
They should have sent them to Oklahoma.
I think it's like Montana, even more remote. So, we're going to do that too.
Tune in.
So just check on the Patreon stuff. We're going to put that stuff out there and start having that out there. And if you want to call, you can call us at 434-214-0045. And of course, you know, I give Scarlett shit, but I do love her, and we hope that she recovers and feels better. And if you didn't listen to the last episode, I'll tell you now, she did have emergency surgery on Sunday. She had to have her gallbladder removed, so that's why she wasn't with us. I don't know if I mentioned that at the beginning of this episode. But anything else to add?
No, I think we've thoroughly covered everything.
I think this is going to be the most popular and best show ever.
Hell yes.
That's what I'm talking about, because the two of us were in it.
Yeah, and we're amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. We are amazing. All right.
Bye, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex.
Go, junkie girl.
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the f*** up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.